a man. I gotta pay my bills.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Oh, look at me! The millionaire who goes to see doctors!
You reek of scotch and cheesecake.
You filthy animal.
What is this, a prey? The game is cold, but
it's crazy. In your face, Nancy Grace.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Everybody hate who we just call them fans, though.
The only thing I think of when I think of my kids growing up in this country, if they say, Dad, what do we have left that's American owned? And I say, son, I mean, there's not much to choose from, but that's what we have Pabst Blue Ribbon for.
Child, please.
Now it's gravy time, now it's gravy time, now it's gravy time, gravy time. Chris, do you know it's gravy time? I told you it's gravy time, but you don't seem like you know that it's gravy time, gravy time.
Thank God I've got you here to remind me.
Fucking gravy time, fucking gravy time. Chris didn't know, but Alex told him, so now he knows.
No, that wasn't even that good. That was probably my worst one of the bunch.
That was super weak. I'm looking at your... Your picks, I guess, for this week's football. Did you have New Orleans beating the Giants?
By a point spread. What was the spread on that one?
4.5.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Looks like I would have won that money.
How about Wouldn't that? I? Yeah. Anyways, I'm sorry.
You think I'm just a biased homer, but in fact, I'm
this past
calculated.
Year, I swear to God, you've been very, very unbiased.
I'm realistic. I've always been realistic.
You've been very realistic.
I always root for my team.
Yeah.
But I'm usually the biggest hater on my team at times.
Mm.
You heard last year, I shit on the Giants more than I rooted for the Giants, I feel like.
Yeah, Kansas City beating Houston.
What was the point spread on that?
2.5.
Okay, I didn't win that one.
You had, I'm looking for Dallas. I'm looking for him, but I'm not seeing. Oh, there you go. Oh, you had Washington losing by 3.
How about that? Won that game as well then.
Well,
look at Alex just cleaning
Alex
up
P,
against
man.
The spread.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cleaning up against the spread. Yeah, we will talk some football today on this 141st episode of Pass the Gravy. Welcome, gang. We will also talk a little bit about some Big Brother. It's finale
Dude,
week.
We got one more week, man.
Next week, there won't be anybody in the house.
And then a whole new season.
I don't think we're going to do the hat game this time.
Yeah,
it didn't seem like...
Cause
you guys wanted to talk Big Brother with us all season,
not.
And I'm upset about
Our
it, but we
James
stuck it out.
Simpson, actually, today we were
James
talking
was like,
to him.
Screw Big Brother.
He's like, that's where y'all lose me every time you'll talk about Big Brother.
Well you can fast
you,
forward.
Dude.
There's a fast forward button. We appreciate you guys listening anyways. Like I said, the 141st episode. Also, we're going to maybe talk about things that, like animals. What animals are most likely to kill you? Huh? Which animal is the most likely to kill you? Won't tell you yet, but you're going to get to guess.
That's not that hard.
And what about women-only parking spaces? Did you know they got those now? Huh?
I saw that.
Parking in the pink. That's what they call it.
Parking in the pink.
That's what I do every
that's
single
sexist.
Night. You know
Why
what
is
I'm saying?
Why pink? Why not blue? You
because
know there's some fucking...
It's the color of a vagina.
Never thought of that.
Labia parking.
Labia parking.
Labia parking. So I guess this is the part in the program where we normally tell you guys where we've been in the last week or so, or I guess just since we've last spoken to you.
Since we've been gone.
That's not called Since You've Been Gone.
It should be called.
That would be a fitting name, but it's not it. It's not it. It is it's where you've been. And if we get the lady, let's to fucking get the shit together. There we go.
Hey, you, where you been?
Where you been? Where you been? Where you been? Where you been?
Where you been? Where you been? Where you been? Where you gone? Where you gone?
Since you've been gone.
Where you been?
Where you been?
Where you been?
So have you been a lot of places, Chris?
Not really, dude.
No,
I don't think you and I went out a whole lot this weekend.
I'm what you call a homebody for the weekend.
Homebody indeed. Let's see. Yeah, I just chilled, watched some football. I was going to come over here Saturday and watch some of the college football
games.
Saturday. That's how it's pronounced in most areas of the country.
Saturday.
But no, I actually went out to the old Redneck Country Club on Saturday.
No, let me get this straight. It's a country club run by rednecks.
Well, not run by rednecks.
Run by rednecks.
Rednecks are encouraged to you know, congregate at this particular
Do a lot of people
club.
Wear cut-off jeans?
You get a lot of overalls with no shirts underneath the overalls with just one overall strapped up.
Flannel shirts with the sleeves cut off.
Lots
a lot of that.
Lots of flannel shirts with the the plaid button-down shirts over the flannel shirts.
Nice.
Yeah, lots of cowboy boots and cowboy hats and whatnot, although they just call them boots and hats.
Do you have the, like, wheat thing that the guys are, like, walking around in their mouth?
They're not cowboys, Alex. They're not fucking farmers. I mean, they're not.
The one, they want to act the part a lot of times, feel like.
Lots of people drinking moonshine, though.
Is it real moonshine?
Or is it just vodka flavored?
Like, that's pretty cool.
It's pretty good. It's strong as shit. I got a jar of it one time, a few years ago, actually, and the jar lasted me a long time, dude, because that moonshine will fuck you
up. Does it have the fruit in it and everything, too? Does it? I don't know.
The one that I got was like a cinnamon one, so there was a cinnamon. There was like a cinnamon stick at the bottom.
Yep. Chew on the stick?
Oh, yeah. No, actually, they got the blueberry moonshine, and there are blueberries at the bottom of this one. You get this one?
I think this is
they
one
got
I've
the
had.
Blueberry moonshine. And I remember when I was working at this bar, we make these frozen moonshine drinks, and to do that, we would take the jar of moonshine and strain it or drain it of all the blueberries, and then we'd have all these blueberries at the end, and we just eat these blueberries throughout the night. And those blueberries by themselves, because they're soaking, they'll catch a nice little buzz because they're just soaking in the fucking moonshine or in the flavored vodka, which is what it really is.
Like, if you make a drink with vodka and you put a bunch of vodka in there and you cut up an apple into slices and you put the slices of apple, it absorbs a lot of the vodka-y flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So your drink doesn't taste as strong, and then you eat the apple and you fucked up.
You're older than me. So when I was in high school, the cool thing to do was to get the gummy bears and just pour all the vodka all over the gummy bears.
Oh,
did
really?
Y'all do this?
No.
Oh, yeah. And then just eat the gummy bears and that'll fuck you up. They're like Jello shots, but...
Pretty much,
well,
yeah.
Gummy
that's
bears,
smart.
Yeah. No, because you put the gummy bears in the refrigerator for a couple hours and let that shit soak up. Get a nice little buzz,
nice,
man.
Nice.
Oh yes, high school drinking days, man. Good times.
Would y'all like? Did y'all have somebody that had a fake ID to get you booze?
I had an older brother that got me booze, and he was older than me by 3 years. So when I was 18,
that's good. That's good.
But you know, before that. My brother never had an issue. I remember my brother being 15 years old and buying
booze.
Did he look
way older than you?
Yeah, and I guess I didn't. I just look super young. I still look super young.
Yeah,
but my brother never had a problem getting booze, so he would always get that stuff for us.
There was a place down here near. We did the Hey Mister for a while, and then like you get stranded too many nights when you rely on that as an approach. That's always like a last ditch effort,
right?
So then there was a place called Mister ID. You could go to, and it was near where the Texans play, near the stadium.
And they'd hook you up with an ID?
And basically, you could go there, and they had like five different states that were like, they were not the actual driver's license. No. It didn't look anything like the actual driver's license.
They were just the...
But they'd take a picture of you, they'd put it on the thing, and in 30 minutes, it was ready for you. And on the back, it just said, not a valid identification card.
What's the point in having it
then? So then you go to CVS and you get either Q-tips or cotton balls, and then you get rubbing alcohol. And then you go and you rub it off the back, and then all of that ink comes off, and you just do it until that part's gone. And then you get yourself an ID,
And you had one?
Yeah, I did. I was from Virginia.
What was your name?
I was Brian Kehl, K-E-H-L. He was a backup linebacker for the Giants.
Was he really?
And I'm bad at like remembering names, but I know that like I memorize the Giants roster every year usually. And if you pick a backup or third string player that's probably never going to play, then you're usually safe. Because if I was like... Oh, yes, Mr. Eli Manning. You're
right.
You don't look like Eli.
It's like, I'm going to choose Drew Bledsoe. He'll never get in the game. You kidding me? This guy.
Joe Montana?
No,
it was Brian Kehl.
There you go.
808 Windsor Oak Circle, Richmond, Virginia was my address.
Really?
Yeah,
that shit memorized.
Well, I think it was actually my Atlanta
address.
And
did you ever get turned down?
I changed it to Richmond, Virginia. Yeah, a couple of times. If they scanned it, it didn't work.
Oh.
They had to swipe it. But then
they didn't start
like, oh,
scanning until recently, right?
Well, and then they used to, like, if it would, like, some people are like, oh, it must be because it's out of state. Like, oh, that's cool. Don't worry about it, man. I get it. And then you just hope you get it back. But the cool thing about Mr. ID was, I think it was like $100.
Mr. ID. What?
They gave you two cards. So you could lose one.
Is Mr. ID a fake ID place?
It's an identity. Like, it was making, I think what they did really was they also made, like,
was it like Hush Hush Underground? Like, we don't have a sign out front saying Mr.
ID? Kind of, yeah. It was called Mr. ID, but, like, it was, like, for, like, company IDs and stuff. If you have a work badge or anything. Like, they made a lot of those, and those were always in the display. But then they did those, like...
Fake
like
IDs.
The driver's license
now,
things
I
were
always
kind of
heard,
as a display, like, ha-ha, this
you know
is
the,
funny.
You know the cricket stores you see all over town, the cell phone places? I always heard that if you had the balls, you can walk into certain cricket stores and say, hey, man, I'm looking for a fake ID. And some of them in Houston would hook you up with a fake ID.
There's no way.
That's what I always heard, and I've got no reason not to believe that.
Yeah?
But no, I'd never had the fake IDs. We just always have my brothers get us a bunch of Keystones or Four Locos or something. Pretty much,
we had this before I got my fake ID. There used to be this one gas station that we knew was.
That's how my brother was.
Well, he
had this one Valero.
It was a Texaco.
That was right around the corner from our house.
And
he could always rely on that guy.
The Texaco was right across from another high school. And like it had like a second story up there because you could always see like lights on and stuff. And I think there was a family that ran it lived there.
Yeah.
And I remember they would you'd put $30 down for a Keystone,
mm-hmm.
and then they'd just let you take it. And right. it was what like $16 or $17 for a 30-pack.
Sure.
And you'd just be like, yeah, I'm getting this. And then you kind of like, it was just kind of like, I'm not going to say it. We're just going to make sure there's no one else in the store
yeah.
or that no one's paying attention. And then you just take it and you put down the money, you leave it all there. It was $30 for a 30 pack. So we basically paid $1 a beer every time.
Wow.
That sucked. And then there was another place that was pretty cool. And I would just go in with my fake ID after I got that.
Mm-hmm.
And they were pretty cool about it.
Do you still have the ID?
No.
You have.
I got in a wreck one time and it was.
Did they find
it?
It
was not good, and I know that that's a... I don't know if it's a felony.
Oh, it definitely is a felony.
It's a false identification, yeah. and if they find it in your wallet, it's presenting false identification
to a police officer. If you have two valid IDs, yeah, you can't that's have two a different felony. Ones.
But, so I remember, like, freaking out, and when I was waiting for the cops to get there, I just like, ran off into these woods and just broke it and just threw it. I was like, no!
Yeah,
not
smart.
Me! Not now! So, Brian Keel, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, man.
Because they gave you two, okay? And so I was like, what am I ever going to do with this other one? And I remember keeping it. I had this Times Square. It was like one of those street signs.
Yeah.
I had one of those like Times Square street signs in my bedroom, and I slid the backup ID behind that.
Just in case.
I was like, if I ever get taken up in college or anything, I'll just come back to my parents' house for the weekend, and I'll grab it again.
Good for you. Planning for that contingency.
Yeah, I was at the bar in college, and this guy was like, oh, fucking Virginia? And, like, gave me this look. It was just like, yeah, bullshit. And I was like, no, dude. And he was like, all right, hold on. And, like, he was gone for a while. I was like, yeah, that guy's not going to just come back. And, like, oh, okay, you're good. So I bailed on that and had to give up that ID. And then I used the second one, and then I had to throw that one into the woods. So
good for you.
That's my fake ID story.
I think my friend had an ID. It wasn't a fake ID. It was just some other guy's ID that he found. And it looked like him. So he used that as an ID a couple times.
My brother, I don't know how often it worked, though. He had a fake military ID from somebody that looked like him, and that was pretty cool.
Dude.
And then I think he got a PI, I want to say, at one point, and like I remember him saying, like, I don't really remember it, but I remember them calling me Jacob. And I was just like, wait, that's not... He's like, oh, no, that's not me. And he didn't... I don't know what happened. He didn't get in any trouble for it. But
I remember my brother...
He didn't have the ID.
He got me a McLovin ID. I had one of those for a long time.
Oh, where it literally has his face
and
everything.
It was just the face and the Hawaii ID, and that was cool. That was cool for a while.
Underage drinking.
I should get that and then go try to buy beer with it just to fuck with the guys.
Do you just try
underage drinking was the best.
Fake IDs now?
Yeah, why not? You'll still get arrested for it.
No, dude, I'm of age.
Right.
I guess if it's fake anyways,
mm-hmm.
that's where they get you.
But no, so yeah, I just watched some foosball.
Did you ever buy beer? Like with a fake, like the paper license.
Oh, the one they give you for the 6 month period until you get yours in the mail. No,
we had a thing like my freshman year. I lost my ID and I had to go get it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what if we scanned this, put it on a Photoshop document, and then we can all
like
not all at the same time, but you can change like the expiration date. And then what they did at the bars in college was they'd be like, okay, well, do you have, like, another form of ID with, like, a picture ID? And you're like, yeah, student ID. Here you go. Yep. Okay, cool. Doesn't say my age on that. Doesn't have a birthday. And I'm drinking.
Does not contradict you, no.
So it worked out well. And I was pretty happy. And that,
good on you. This is
the underage drinking game. And now they've got, like, it's way harder to do stuff now. They can scan everything. They get you all that.
Well, now, I worked at a restaurant where they didn't, because, you know, if you're going to get a fake ID, you're not going to get the state that you live in. You're going to get, like, you know.
A Virginia,
like exactly. I worked at a restaurant where they didn't accept out-of-state ID, which would
I encountered that many times.
Off, which doesn't make any sense, because say you're on vacation.
Exactly.
What the fuck? You're supposed to drink when you're on vacation. That's what you do. And you can't drink all of a sudden? I remember my cousin from Massachusetts, she's trying to buy me booze because I was underage, and we went to like an HEB or something and just tried to buy some beer. And no, they wouldn't sell it to her because she had an out-of-state ID. And she was making the case. She's like, I'm on vacation, so you're telling me I can't drink while I'm on vacation? She's like, sorry, it's our policy.
My whole thing was, my story was always that I went to the University of Richmond.
There you go.
And I was in town for the weekend. I just happened to be in town every single weekend from Virginia.
Right. So doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Don't you want to make that sell?
Yeah, but you don't want to get in trouble for it.
Yeah.
I think they get a lot of trouble.
But I feel like the declining state IDs or out-of-state IDs is just...
Oh, yeah,
that's
definitely.
Just a restaurant
policy. But just to
policy.
Try and make sure that you're not... You don't want to be susceptible to that.
Yeah, I get it. That's so... Like, you hear the stories all the time of the drunk driver who killed three people on their way home, and then they arrest the bartender because she should have
right,
taken...
which is garbage.
I think that's so fucking stupid. But are we not adults? Can adults not make their own decision?
I agree with you on that, but like they've put the measures in place now to where you should have to scan your ID. You know, like it's not that hard for a gas station to just go bleep. All right, you're good.
What do you mean?
We're like for gas stations to sell you that stuff, they're getting in trouble for doing that.
Yeah.
Because it's not that hard to just go, oh, okay, this is you. This isn't you. Swipe. This is good. And then like instead of just checking it like they used to.
Well, I mean the bartender though.
Yeah, I mean, that, I've never been on... I never agree with that at all. I understand that to some point, like, if you're stumbling to the bar covered in vomit, you probably shouldn't be served.
That's different.
But,
yeah.
like, you shouldn't be able... Like, you got a bunch of stuff going around. Yeah, how are you going to be able to determine,
make
like...
Make sure that every guy you're serving is not drunk enough to...
You're gonna look, yeah, okay, looks close enough. Let's go.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a sticky situation.
Mm-hmm. A sticky situation.
A sticky situation.
You were at a bar over the weekend, huh?
I was at the RCC.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I was
exactly
drinking and watching football. I didn't.
It's not just a country club.
Johnny Lee was performing, who sang
Looking for
yeah. Such a great tune. Such a great tune. He sang that and the crowd went wild.
Did they all sing along with him?
All the old women were tearing off their bras and throwing up on stage and all that
no
good
way.
Stuff.
Oh,
I'm like,
not yee-hoo! Even... Yeehaw. Were they doing that, the stomping their boots?
They were doing the line dancing and
whatnot.
Yes, they were playing that fiddle.
Bullshit! No. Bullshit!
What is that? No.
What is that song?
What?
Cotton Eye Joe, yes!
Oh, Cotton Eye Joe.
Emma with the sage.
See that? That's why
bullshit.
She should have her own microphone.
She wouldn't do it if I put up a microphone. Emma, you want to come do the podcast?
No.
She said no.
She
said
no.
I think
she'd be a great addition.
I think so too. People
especially
always like,
this
I love
week
when Emma's on
with
there.
Our last
the last
big bro update.
You
want
to talk big bro with us in a little bit?
Emma's the big bro
expert.
We got to
get your thoughts. There you go. The people want to know.
They've been demanding. Anyways.
So,
Alex, where have you been, my good friend?
I have not been doing much. Doing some work, you know, got back into the rhythm of work last week.
Oh yeah, cuz you had the week off.
That long week off and
how was that? Was it hard getting back into
not
the routine?
Really. Not really. It's literally you go back day one and
you know
you,
what was
you
crazy?
Get in the routine.
I think we mentioned last week I'm not working the same
morning.
Yeah,
you got
to
get into a whole
dude,
new
so
routine.
I had to get up I had to be at work at 6 this morning. And let me tell you, being at work at 6 as opposed to 4 is like night and
oh
freaking
my God, yeah.
Day. Like you can't imagine.
It's just 2 hours of sleep though.
Holy crap. It's like entirely like I'm on my way to work and I'm wide awake, you know, get a little pep in my step, ready to go, and usually I'd be fucking half asleep about to drive into the folks running on Memorial Park, but no. It was literally night and day.
It's amazing.
2 hour difference.
What,
it's
like,
insane.
Yeah, with like 3 hours of sleep and 5 hours of sleep, mm-hmm. The difference in that, or 4 hours of sleep and six
I'll
hours
be all right
of
with
sleep.
5 hours of sleep. But like sometimes if you get three, that's when I'm
I usually am around 4 most nights. Max.
These whole people that scream, you gotta get 8 hours of sleep. Dude, I don't know what I couldn't sleep through the night for 8 hours.
There's people that do and they just go like they get up like me and they just go to bed at 7. I was like,
that's
I have a life
nuts.
That I don't go to bed at 7. I can't like I would be right now being like, well, gotta eat dinner.
Yeah,
better start showering.
Better start
Chris,
winding
I'll see
down
later.
The day. But I do
and I get that like sleep's important. And
of
it's
course.
Probably gonna be bad for me later on in my life, but this is the fun part of my life, guys.
Yeah, yeah. You're still
I'll
in
die
your
20s.
Early. Only the good die young. Sorry, don't know what made me think of that.
So yeah, I was just getting back in the routine of working.
Mm-hmm.
Finished up my physical therapy.
Oh,
done with that.
Nice.
Just gotta do the exercises
mm-hmm.
and whatnot.
So no more going to the.
I don't have to do that anymore.
Cool.
So that's
how's it
nice.
Feeling?
It's feeling better.
You able
I'm getting
to walk
adjusted.
Without that cane.
I don't
have
a cane
that,
at all.
Cane for the longest, which I thought was strange.
It was a staff.
Okay.
It was a staff. And I was trying to look like an evil sorcerer.
Well,
I had that
Gandalf.
Crystal ball on the top. I was like, yes! But you get a lot of looks walking
just
around like
yelling,
that.
Yelling, you
put a cloak
shall
on
not
and,
pass.
I know. It's fun,
people.
Though, but it's
weird.
Fun. It throws people off.
It was weird for the longest.
So I was finished with the physical therapy. It's weird, like getting adjusted and everything.
Mm-hmm.
My left hip's the issue I'm struggling with right now. And just having to do the stretches and stuff still. But I'm on the good road right now.
You know what you should
Chris?
Do? You should wake up a little bit early and go to the gym and do the water aerobics with all the other 80-year-old women.
Well, the other 80. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Well. And then I could have dinner with them
at 4:30 p.m.
at Golden Corral with Jeff Foxworthy.
With all the blue hairs, yeah.
Why are they blue hairs?
Blue hairs? Because, like, you know, their hair gets so gray. Like, call my grandma blue hair because their hair gets so gray it almost has, like, a blue tint, I think.
Never seen anybody with blue hair.
They don't. It's not actual blue.
Well,
hair.
Then why isn't it gray hair? Or white?
I don't know.
You have two options you can go with that are more like the color.
I call my Nana blue hair all the time. She doesn't like it. She's 77, so her opinion didn't really matter.
She's the generation that paved the way for us, all right, she's asshole?
The greatest generation.
Maybe you should appreciate. Yeah. Huh? She maybe. Fought in two tours of Vietnam to
didn't.
Save your freedom.
No, she didn't.
I'm pretty sure she did.
She was a housewife. She didn't contribute.
She supported the troops. She supported the troops. So I was, you know, finishing up the physical therapy, watching football, like you said. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And we were talking about bacon.
Oh,
I don't know
yeah.
if we were talking about it on the podcast or
I think I brought it up a few podcasts ago.
Well, we were talking about like bacon, and you were giving me
bacon.
Baking bacon.
We're literally baking our bacon.
Exactly.
Now
you hit the nail on the head.
You told me a couple weeks ago that you microwave your bacon, and immediately I lost so much respect
before,
to you because that is the nastiest. I'd boil my bacon before I put it in the microwave.
Well, before my mind was blown, I just was. It's easy to just grab this box. And
is that
you
how you
take,
go through life, Alex? You'd rather do
like
things the easy way,
yeah, sometimes.
Than the right, delicious.
Oh,
I
don't like the getting stuck with all that bacon grease. Yeah. And, oh, it burned me! Oh shit! And like worrying about all that and flipping it and the cleanup afterward. Yeah. I'm not about that. But I'm about
when it's
throwing
in the, when
five
it's in
pieces
the,
of bacon and turning it on for 30 seconds and it's out and it's nice and crispy.
I wouldn't
and
feel
I'm good
comfortable.
To go.
I wouldn't feel safe. I'd think that my bacon was raw.
Well, that's good. It's
and it's
fine.
All floppy, right? It's like a dog treat.
No, it's like. It's good. It's good.
No.
They make
whatever
very good microwave bacon.
But I made the point. I said, dude, you can throw it in the oven for 10 minutes.
I had never
minutes.
Done that.
I know. But you have to understand, when you go to an IHOP or any kind of restaurant that serves bacon, they're not frying their bacon it'll take too long and they got too much to fry. They're always putting it in the oven. Whenever you go anywhere and there's a mass amount of bacon, they're always going to put it in the oven and it's always going to be delicious. So I told you. I said,
when you're bacon, you're bacon.
When you're bacon, you're bacon.
Bacon. You're bacon, you're baking. Just stop saying bacon and
bacon.
All right, Jessica. All right.
I wonder what the name of this podcast is going to be called.
I wonder.
We'll think of something.
Well, I don't know.
But anyways.
It'll come to us.
No, I told you, dude. Yeah, throwing that shit in the oven while you're cooking your eggs, because that was your thing. You're like, I don't like cooking the bacon and the eggs at the same time.
And I didn't know, I wasn't sure. I didn't realize you could cook bacon in the oven. I'm an American male. I don't expect to cook a lot
cook
in my life. You know what I'm saying? I make a grilled cheese. Yeah. I can make a sandwich, which is also a grilled cheese.
Well, see, if I'm making a grilled cheese.
I can eat cereal.
If I'm making a grilled cheese, because I like bacon with my grilled cheese. You know what I mean?
Bacon's good with grilled
bacon
cheese.
Bacon is excellent with everything, but it's really excellent with grilled cheese. But anyways, if I'm making grilled cheese and I'll have a couple slices of bacon, then I'll fry the bacon because I'm not going to put just two pieces of bacon in the oven. God forbid I'll put it in the fucking microwave.
Microwave's easy. It's very easy, but it's awesome for three pieces of bacon. I don't want to do all that work for a little bit. But so I started heating the microwave up to 450.
You mean the oven?
Oven. That's just fucking oven. All right, put the oven up to 450. The kitchen... The stove microwave is what I call it, actually.
Stove microwave? Okay.
Stove microwave.
Stoverwave?
So I set it to 450, you know, you get ready, then you get the egg pan all sprayed down and everything ready to go.
You don't
even
need to do that, dude, because the fucking bacon...
It takes 15 minutes is what I was getting. 10 minutes if you like your fat bacon, your fatty bacon. 15 minutes if you want it to be a little bit crispy just before it's starting to get burnt, So I throw that in there. Both days this weekend had
that's what I told you. That's what I was telling you, is that I just started making bacon for no reason.
Dude,
just
it's so easy.
What? It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I've got a hankering
for
bacon.
A whole pound of bacon, done.
Might as well cook some bacon. Yeah.
Yeah,
bacon in the oven. I don't know why
it's
they don't have
awesome.
Billboards like they got.
They
the,
should.
They
should. There should
the,
be a PSA
exactly.
in between football
They've
games.
They've got the street signs that say "click it or ticket," or 245,000 people died from related automobile accidents. They should replace those all those signs with "Hey, throw your bacon in the oven."
Put your bacon in the oven.
Yeah, seriously.
Click. All right, I might.
I'll just might do that.
Thanks, Texas Traffic Authority.
I don't know why
it
took you a month and a half for you to heed to my advice and finally do what I've been telling you.
We were going big on our breakfast this weekend.
I noticed.
We had bacon and eggs
both this
Saturday, and then Emma went out and got some cinnamon bread, and then made some cinnamon French toast, and it was the shit.
Damn.
And then we have mimosas on Sunday before football, because, you know, that's what you do.
That's what you do on a Sunday fun day. Absolutely.
Sunday fun days are hard for me, because I get up very early, so, like, it's like, we got to have all this fun day part stopped by about 5-ish.
When it comes to morning booze, Alex, are you a mimosa man or are you a Bloody Mary man?
Normally a Bloody Mary man, but I'm never going to turn down either. I don't think...
But you'll take a Bloody Mary over a mimosa?
I like
mimosas, because it's hard to fuck up a mimosa.
Well, there's a
Bloody
difference.
Bloody Marys are good... when you got them right.
And my mimosa is mostly just champagne color.
Champagne with orange juice.
No, but my mimosa is mostly champagne and then just...
Right,
bleep.
just a dollop.
Just
a dusting
just
of that
to keep it colored.
Yeah.
But,
just make you... Like, yeah, I'm having some orange juice.
Yeah, that's
I'm healthy.
Cool. But I like Bloody Marys. If I've been drinking the night before...
There you go.
I like a Bloody Mary. I feel like if you're just going into it fresh, like on a Saturday morning, and you're tailgating, you drink your mimosa.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm
saying?
You're
going to drink a mimosa while you're tailgating? That is the prissiest thing I've ever seen.
Well, sometimes I've seen
in fact,
tailgate.
The prissiest thing, I remember going
I've seen
to Hooters with
they do
my...
That, though.
That seems weird.
Well, you Bloody Mary and then a little
just
bit before.
Be beer
if it's a 3 o'clock kickoff, you're doing that, and then at noon you start whipping out the beers or 11 or whatever. But you start off the day with one Bloody Mary or
a
mimosa just
time,
to get it out of the way.
My uncle, we were having lunch at Hooters. He ordered a white wine at Hooters with his wings.
Dude's not allowed to get white wine?
No.
No?
No.
But what if it pairs nicely with certain things?
It'll pair nicely
perhaps
with, like,
fish,
yeah. Then you can have
fish
some white
or
wine.
Chicken, maybe?
I like wine. Red wine's good. But white wine seems, you know, it's like having a...
maybe a white Zinfandel?
A cosmopolitan. You would never have a Cosmo,
a
would
cosmetology?
You? Cosmetology.
I'll take a cosmetology,
Oh, cosmetology.
I'm with Samantha. and we're here. We're drinking our cosmos,
so
talking
like
about life in the
Sex
big
in the
city. Chris, have you seen this article?
No, I've not.
This
Sorry.
Article in Cosmopolitan, where we're drinking our cosmos.
Cosmopolitan is just...
Did they come up with the drink?
The magazine? I doubt it.
I think it's
Perhaps,
possible.
I don't know.
I think it's possible.
It's just vodka
Can't rule it out.
And cranberry juice.
Is it? And like a fancy glass.
And a fancy glass, perhaps garnished some fancily way. I don't know. I'm not John Chaffa.
Wow, what's a guy doing? He's going to garnish it with a lemon. A whole lemon.
That doesn't seem right,
We're
going
to cut up a watermelon and you give him a watermelon garnish.
So a cranberry?
It's half just watermelon in the drink. We're going to charge him $13 for it. I was watching Bar Rescue a little bit yesterday.
Today. Were you? I've not seen Bar Rescue in a little while.
It's just the same fucking
formula.
It's the
formula. Same fucking
this
thing.
This is disgusting!
Except
I don't know if I want to rescue this bar!
Except for the one episode where he chose not to rescue
But he always
the bar.
Threatens to not rescue the bar every single time.
Yeah.
And then I love, like, the one person that just, like,
I think
there's always the fuck up every single time. It's just like, I just can't get it! I'm not a good
you know,
bartender! You're running food! I don't care!
He introduced the idea to the NFL to have Sunday Ticket.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that?
I think
yeah.
he told me that.
Yeah, yeah. He
could have it at his bars.
Yeah, because he owned all the bars and he wanted all the games. So he said, hey, why not have every single game?
Right. Why don't we just make it where we can watch all the games?
Speaking of, which is something I wish I had this Sunday, because the Cowboys are not on TV.
Fuck the Cowboys.
Oh, fuck you, Alex. You want to talk about football? Are you still doing where you've been?
We can
I'm
talk
sorry.
About, no, oven baked bacon, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Try
dude, try it.
And then,
seriously.
I think I'm going to try this weekend maybe a little millionaire bacon. You sprinkle some some brown sugar.
I told
on
you,
it.
If you want to get a little crazy, throw some brown sugar on that bacon and let that shit bake in the oven.
Let that bacon bake.
Let that bacon bake. Absolutely.
So, yeah, let's talk some football.
Bro. All right, let's do it.
Did you watch any college?
I did. I was watching some college while I was at the RCC. I was watching A&M and Auburn, obviously, because they're a bunch of rednecks.
And rednecks like A&M
Rednecks like
and
them
Auburn.
From SEC football.
SEC football?
SEC football.
The other professional league. No, it's not. It's not. It's not a professional league. I don't care.
That was not the greatest them. Game. It was college football was better than
that
last
week. That
was
the worst game you could have watched that night too. Out of all like the
well, they had LSU
games.
And
Ohio State, Oklahoma.
Yeah,
I watched LSU with my brother. They were playing.
He went to LSU, correct?
Mississippi State, yeah. And his roommate did too. And then
how about Ole Miss, man, blowing that fucking lead? Did they lose?
Yeah, they did. They did.
They were up like 21-0 or something at one point.
I think they were up 10 or something. I don't remember.
I thought it was more than
that. But yeah, I watched that. over the weekend. I thought Alabama was going to win just because I don't see Nick Saban losing three times to anybody or anything like that, and he had already lost two times straight.
They're 1-2.
Ole Miss is?
Alabama.
Alabama's 3-0, aren't they?
Oh, are they? I thought you said they just lost two.
No, well, they lost two. The last 2 years, they lost to
Ole
Miss.
I see.
So, I don't think anybody's beaten Nick Saban 3 years in a row since he's been at Alabama.
This goddamn boss. Why doesn't he go coach for the NFL?
Because he did. Remember, he went to the Dolphins?
Right.
And then he sucked.
Yeah.
A lot of coaches just don't translate.
Why is that?
Bobby Petrino did it.
Why is that?
Remember when Bobby Petrino was on the Falcons and then left them midway through the season to take the Arkansas job?
What's so much different if you can coach the...
Because you can recruit people. In college, you're going saying, hey, I think you would be great for my program. I think you'd be a great fit. And in college, or in the NFL, you're like, all right, well, we're picking 17th overall. Okay, this guy just went. We need a left tackle. Shit, we're going to have to wait till the second round to get a left tackle because now we need to get best available. And it's all about drafting and free agent signing and contract negotiations, whereas... You're like, hey, just do this, and we can get you for 4 years or until you go to the NFL. And he's very good at recruiting. He knows that area. He did with LSU as well. Mm. And just, college, systems work in college that don't work in the NFL.
Are there any college coaches that get paid? No, it can't be. They get paid more than, an assistant NFL coach?
Probably. Yeah. Dude, I bet Saban gets – I think Saban gets
That's
paid
what I was
the
thinking.
Most.
Who's the least paid NFL head coach? Hmm. Venture a guess.
Hugh Jackson on the Browns, maybe?
Probably.
Least paid NFL coach.
Because Saban is obviously the highest paid.
Ooh.
Who dat?
Hold on.
Speaking of who dat, y'all almost lost to the Saints.
We did. The Giants
did
almost lose to the Saints.
Dude,
but you know what?
I was
they didn't.
Praying that y'all would lose to the Saints. I was rooting so hard for the
Saints. All right. They don't have contracts for... Doug Peterson, Ben McAdoo, Adam Gase, Mike Mularkey, Hugh Jackson, or Dirk Cutter, who are all new head coaches. But Jack Del Rio and Gus Bradley, so the coach for the Jaguars and Raiders, make $3,500,000.
Okay. How much is Saban making?
$3,500,000.
That's insane.
Saban. This is great podcast.
No, this is just fucking fantastic. I'm so glad I introduced this question. Sorry,
what
listeners.
Is Nick Saban's $5.5 million?
See, he's getting paid more than
So you don't leave for that.
No,
and I think it was him who his first win at Alabama. His contract was that he got paid $1 more than the highest paid coach in the NFL or in the nation. And I think Urban Meyer. I want to say was who he beat, and so he was paid $1 more than Urban Meyer.
That seems dicky.
No, it's cool, because I'm the highest paid coach in college football. I just won a national championship. That's, perfect.
That seems kind of
$1.
Narcissistic.
It's $1.
I don't know. Anyways, what else?
After that brilliant slowdown of the podcast.
I got games right in front of me, actually.
Yeah, so there were six top 25 teams that lost. I think, obviously, Ole Miss, we just talked about, lost. Florida State got blown out by Louisville. Lamar Jackson looks like the early front runner for the Heisman, I would say, for sure. Oklahoma lost to Ohio State, so that's their second loss of the season, which a lot of Houston people here are a little upset because that hurts U of H's strength of schedule going into the possible playoffs. But U of H is going to have to play Louisville at some point in the season.
I know.
And if they're both unbeaten, that's going to be a hell of a game.
Hell yeah, that should be really good. That won't be till the end of the season, though, right?
The next to last or third to last week of the year?
Yeah, maybe second to last, I think I heard.
Notre Dame lost to Michigan State.
Wow.
And Oregon lost to Nebraska. And Texas also lost. Texas
lost
to Cal.
I forgot that Oregon lost to Nebraska. I forgot to catch that shit for that.
Is he a Oregon fan?
Yeah, he is.
Is he from Oregon?
He went to school out there.
Oh, nice, nice.
He's actually from Hawaii.
But yeah, so that's college stuff.
Yeah.
Mostly what we talk is NFL here.
Absolutely. So shall we go down, you want to go down Dallas? Or?
Yeah, your boys, your Cowboys
boys
got a win.
Finally got a win.
And you know what? I got to tell you, I'm an NFC East guy. I'm a Giants fan, so I hate the Eagles.
Who are you going for?
I hate the Cowboys. I don't root for it. I just root against
You just root against both of them?
I like it because then whoever loses, I'm like, ha-ha, yes, you suck. But I never really have hated the Redskins, so I'll typically root for the Redskins.
If I were you, I'd be going for the Redskins because... you know.
Well, I'm usually rooting against the Cowboys anyways. But Josh Norman's such a fucking tool.
Yeah, he's pretty
and
bad.
Just talking shit. And Deshaun Jackson's a shit talker. And they're already talking shit. They were talking shit to the Giants before they played you guys. So that shows why you guys probably beat them. Because their heads weren't even in that game.
Mm-mm.
Kirk Cousins looks like a hot pile of garbage.
He's bad.
I know why they didn't sign him to a long-term deal. That's why you franchise somebody for 1 year. Then you go see that they shit the bed, and he won't get a contract. He'll probably be a backup somewhere next season if he's not a starter for a shitty team. I think we should just send him to Cleveland, right?
Kirk Cousins. I'm sorry?
He's the next Cleveland Browns starting quarterback, I bet, at some point. But just the Atlanta – or the – why did I say
Washington.
Atlanta? Washington's just – their demeanor about them this year is just douchey. So douchey. I was kind of rooting against them. I'm obviously not at all rooting for your Cowboys, but the Giants play the Redskins next week. I was kind of hoping they would beat you guys. So, you know, going up and against an 0-2 team, you're a little bit desperate. I would have liked to go against a 1-1 team, so they were still kind of cocky and thought they were good, but they're not. I hope the Giants just destroy them because the Giants have offense that hasn't broken out yet, and I think Odell Beckham's due for a touchdown. Why not score your first touchdown of the season against Josh Norman and show him who the bitch is? But Dak looked good.
Dak looked really good. He didn't throw any picks.
They're just being super, super just safe with him. They're not putting him in any weird situations or anything like that.
Nope. They're not throwing any deep passes or anything, except for when they absolutely have to. They threw a couple to Dez. Dez wasn't overlooked this week like it was last week. He had a few catches. I think he broke 100 yards.
Oh, because Janoris Jenkins wasn't covering him.
Fuck you. Yeah, Dak just needs to get more comfortable in the red zone. He's afraid to throw in the red zone, I guess. He's not completed a touchdown pass. He ran one in yesterday or 2 days ago. He needs to get a little bit more comfortable. That O-line did an okay job. He got sacked, I think, 3 times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is upsetting against the fucking Redskins. The defense looked like they were starting to click a little bit during the end of that game because there were 3 situations where the Redskins should have walked away with 6 points, but the defense, to their credit, held them to a field goal each of those times. Jason Garrett was playing a little ballsy, which I thought was good because they always say that he's such a safe coach. He doesn't go for anything. Uh-huh. But he went for like a 4th and almost 2. Early in the first quarter, early in the first or second quarter, well before halftime, and he went for that fourth down, went for it on fourth down, and got the first down, and then ended up scoring a touchdown on that drive, which I thought was great. And then in the third quarter, which was weird, I guess it's him trying to be a little bit more ballsy. He onside kicked it for whatever reason. Cowboys were up by I think 3 or 4, and he onside kicks it. They don't get it because the ball doesn't go 10 yards, and so the Redskins got it, and they had excellent field position, but the defense held them to a field goal, which was good. I said last week, Dak and Cole Beasley just need to run routes all day, and make sure you never overthrow Cole Beasley, because Cole Beasley's a fucking... People forget about Cole Beasley, because he's so little, and he's in that slot position, and you forget how fast he is. Dude is really fast and really talented, but 2 weeks ago, when they were playing the Giants, he just kept overthrowing him. Because he's 5'9", right?
Yeah, you got to get taller, Cole.
You got to get taller, dude. That's what I'm saying. You said last week, get some stilts or something. But no, they had no overthrown passes to Cole, which I thought was good. So you improved there. So I just like to see Cole Beasley complete a touchdown in the red zone.
Yeah. I hope he never does.
But Zeke, he also needs to just slow down a little bit.
Still yet to go over 100 yards rushing.
No, yeah. He had himself his touchdown, though. Which is great.
2 for 2 then.
Yep.
But, I mean, you're a goal line guy.
But then again, that's too, that O-line creating those massive holes for him to just plow through. It's hard not to score when that O-line.
That's very true. I could run behind that offensive line probably.
I heard one of the announcers today say Doug Free is your worst offensive lineman.
And by God, he is, because all he does is hold. Watch a Cowboys game and watch Doug Free and tell me he doesn't hold on 75% of the plays.
No,
just
he doesn't
Jersey.
Hold that.
They're just
not calling the calls because they're like Doug Free?
A lot of times they don't.
Because he's a white guy?
A lot of times. I think so.
Probably. Could be. But yeah, so Cowboys beat them 27-23. Good on you, Cowboys. We got the Chicago Bears.
Da Bears. Who are not very good.
On Sunday night, which will be an easy
one. How is that a Sunday night game?
I don't know. Why not?
Horrible.
How are the Eagles and the Bears a Monday night game?
I have no idea. I don't know how the Bears get
to the
primetime games.
How are the Jets and the Bills a Thursday night game?
Everybody has to play a Thursday night game.
Yeah, but why don't you pair the Jets up with the Patriots?
I think they usually pair them with divisional rivals most times.
Okay, barely.
But not always.
Anyways.
Giants won. They didn't score an offensive touchdown. They blocked a field goal, returned it for a touchdown. The Giants.
Because at a certain point, defense. Red Zone had. Because Cowboys and Giants ended it about the same time. They had us both side by side. Yeah.
Giants defense, man.
Oh.
Like, they're doing the bend but don't break. They're stopping Drew Brees. They're making him look like he's not Drew Brees. Yeah, but is
stopping Drew Brees in 2016 that much of a fucking victory?
Drew Brees should be slinging it, and he didn't throw a touchdown.
Okay.
No, he did throw. He threw one touchdown. He threw one touchdown, but like one touchdown for Drew Brees.
How many
touchdowns
did Eli throw?
Eli did not throw a touchdown. He was 32 of 41 for 368 yards, but our only touchdown came on a returned field goal block. So that's, I mean, you know, you win the games. You're not supposed to, like, when your offense doesn't show up, at least the defense is carrying.
Yeah.
Last week, we had offense and defense
the
going
Texans
both ways.
Played a sloppy ass fucking
Texans
game.
Texans did
and
play like
won.
A very sloppy dude, game.
Was,
that, once again, the defense keeps you in games,
game.
Dude. Defense
I was half
wins
watching that game, and every time I turned it on, somebody was fumbling or intercepting the ball or fucking penalties, and that was a slop fest.
You can tell who a good team is, I think, when your defense lets you win games you're not supposed to win.
Yes.
When your defense bails you out like that, that's how you can win games. Because then the offense, you just got to click.
Dude, that Texans defense is.
Their secondary can stay healthy, man. Kevin Johnson's solid. You know, I'm
even
not sure about
cushion,
Jonathan Joseph. Kareem
fine.
Jackson's a little spotty. Yeah, I think Max Bullo is filling in for him. Yeah. But that defensive line, if you can get any sort of pressure on somebody with
you
Clowney
think they have a chance
and,
of being the number one defense at this point in the league? Like, maybe later on?
Possibly. Like, I think they could be a top 10 for sure.
Who's number one right now?
Oh, man, I don't know.
It's probably Steelers.
The Broncos. The Broncos are for sure. Von Miller looking like a beast. Von Miller,
right?
The highest paid defensive player in the league, was sacking the highest paid offensive player in the league.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool. Then did you see Terrell Pryor got flagged for a taunting penalty?
They're so stupid.
Browns were driving down the
flags.
Field. And
it's like you can't play anymore. You can't.
No, you can't. It's stupid. And it was the dumbest.
You gotta be nice. You gotta
and
play
you gotta
nicer.
Use common sense, I feel like, when you're a referee throwing flags.
Even
did
last
you see
year,
the play?
No, I didn't.
So the
I heard
Browns were
it.
Trailing. They're driving down the field, and this would have put them inside the 10-yard line with under a minute to go. Terrell Pryor makes the catch, and he's going to toss the ball to the official. The defender that was guarding him was fell to the ground, and as he's standing up, Terrell Pryor's tossing the ball there. The defender's standing up and just happens to get in the way of him doing that, bounces off the defender, and then the referee looks, throws a flag. Oh. It's taunting, and it's like, yeah, by the letter of the law, that's taunting, but you fucking know he was tossing the ball to you. He didn't throw it at him. He tossed it up. He happened to stand up. That's the Baltimore guy's fault for hitting him. Like, you know, you catch the ball, ref.
Yeah.
Pay attention. Understand what's going on. But then Cleveland got moved back. The next throw, the next play was a pick. That's it. Because of a stupid call like that. That's my bonehead play.
Dude, I
like,
got some...
Or call of the week, I
well,
guess.
Well, my bonehead call of the week is I talked to you about this earlier, and you kind of understand it more than I do. You agree with this call more than I do, for sure. Washington's first touchdown, their only touchdown. I'm going to try to my best to explain this, because it's kind of hard for me. It was a touchdown, and it was ruled a touchdown on the field, but every touchdown goes to review, right?
Correct. All scoring plays.
All scoring plays go into review. So they reviewed the play, and they said the play on the field is confirmed a touchdown, not stands as a touchdown, because stands would mean that they had enough evidence to confirm it was a touchdown. This play, however, they did not have enough evidence to confirm it was a touchdown. They did not have enough evidence to confirm that it was not a touchdown. So just because
the call on the field
just because the initial
stands.
Call is a touchdown. And they can't prove that it was a touchdown. They're going to keep it a touchdown.
Well, the argument is that the official initially thought that was what happened. And I understand that because if you can't prove it, then you got to go with on the call whether
that's
or not it was actually
stupid.
True or
but
not. You can't just hypothesize, well, you know, I know we can't see it,
it should
but
only
I
be
think...
a touch. It should only be a touchdown if you can 100%
well,
prove that it should
right.
And
I,
was a
but
touchdown.
I think you should only call
because,
it a touchdown if you think
if,
it for sure is
because
a touchdown.
Because if the ref did not call it a touchdown,
then it would have been incomplete.
And then the Washington Redskins challenged that play and said, hey, that was a touchdown. And they would say, oh, the play on the field stands. It was not a touchdown. So they wouldn't have got...
Just, remember that happens seems, every year with a play where somebody's in front of the ball, you can't see if the ball's coming out, there's not
but
a good
man,
angle.
It's like
that's just part
the
of
the commissioner,
game,
the owner, the coaches, they all need to get together and they need to have a meeting on one, what
but
is
that
the
one's
catch?
A tough
because
one.
Because DeAndre Hopkins got screwed. Dez Bryant got screwed last year.
That was 2 years ago.
Was it? No, it was last year against the Packers.
No, y'all didn't make the playoffs last year.
Thanks for the reminder.
Just letting you know. I'm just pointing out.
I just wish to God that we can all get on the same page on what is a catch. And throw the catch this whole football move out of the fucking window, because I hate
what is it? A football
that.
Move? Is that a step? Is it a run? Does he have to do a backflip? Does he have to jump over someone?
I can
someone?
Argue that every single move, or even if they're
are you on a football field? It's
shoelaces.
A football move.
Exactly. I was drafted, so that's a football move.
Back. Drafted.
Right. Yeah. They're all football moves. It's on a football field. They're all wearing cleats and shoulder pads and a helmet.
But I'm not as upset about, like, it sucks, especially when it goes against your team. And those kinds of calls, but I don't disagree with the. You got to go with what the call on the field was if you can't indisputably
it's like the football move.
Overturn
it's
what
it. You
gets
know? Me. It's yeah, like it's got to look cool. It's got to. He's got to. Ugh.
Well, he didn't stiff arm someone,
right? Like you got to
well,
do the Heisman.
Yeah. I don't get that part.
No,
I
it's
definitely
ridiculous.
Don't.
And you just start hearing about this 3 years ago, 4 years ago, or whatever it is. And why can't we just go back to the way things were?
Did you see Garoppolo went down?
Hell yeah, man.
His shoulder.
What the fuck are you going
to
do,
with,
Belichick?
With a rookie quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, for 2 weeks.
Texans are going to be 3-0.
They're saying that Garoppolo could still play against the Texans on Thursday. I don't see that happening, but, you know, whatever. And then Vikings beat the Packers at Bridgewater. Adrian Peterson goes off, has to get carried away.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. And then he got carried to that restaurant little thing, and like they basically have the same thing the Cowboys have, where they have that stupid, like, oh, we can go to the bar and watch the Cowboys walk out. And look, oh, look, there's Jason Witten. Oh, my God, he's walking right past me.
Why are you mocking the Dallas Cowboys?
I think it's stupid that like, you don't need
you're
to go
just
have a
jealous.
No,
you don't
it's
have
stupid
a
for the Vikings
stadium.
To do, too. It's stupid
you're jealous
for the Vikings,
you share
too.
A stadium with
my stadium's
the
newer than yours.
So? It's still that's shittier.
Cooler.
No.
Yeah, because it's fucking.
Have you been
not
to
Dallas
New Stadium?
No, I haven't.
Oh, how would you
I
know?
I live very close to New York.
But you've been to the New Dallas Stadium, haven't you?
Yeah, to watch some my team beat your team in the first game.
Some would say that you're a Dallas Cowboys fan.
I would not say that at all. And okay. I think anybody that's listened to this podcast for more than a minute would know that I'm not. Maybe even less than a minute, for sure. But, like, they have that, like, restaurant/bar thing, and, like, Adrian Peterson had to, like, awkwardly, like, get, like, carried/limp.
Yeah.
Over there, like,
God bless the
but,
two
like,
guys who had to carry that.
It was just like how much, like it was like 30,000 feet they had to carry him through this like maze of a restaurant. I was like, do we need this?
No.
Like, why don't we just go straight to the locker room? I understand that people want to look, but you don't need to have that
part
much
of it
access
was
to
just
players.
Them
it's not a walk of fame.
Wanting to advertise their new stadium because you know the cameras are going to stay on Adrian Peterson until he's behind closed doors. So why not have him tour the stadium
real
quick? But
at 99% of the other stadiums that wasn't the Cowboys stadium or that one, you would have walked right into that tunnel and been gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it should. I don't know. It's probably dope to get to go there. But just, like, they're spending $150,000 trying to see if the glass facade on that Minnesota stadium is causing birds to fly into it and kill them. Like, where are we getting $150,000 to spend this? And why do we care? Like,
it's the taxpayer.
Well, the
right?
birds. Well, then just tell them to learn a new route, man. Like, fuck.
That stadium was
Boise State
sweet.
Has to go pick up birds that dive down to that field every single week.
That stadium is pretty sweet looking.
Yeah, like, I like the glass roof.
Yeah.
So you can fly over it and still see in. That's pretty cool. But still, like, you know, they're not NFC as fuck them. Sam Bradford looking good. It's just
Bradford.
One game. Just one game.
Bitch.
And this is we got to bring this up. I guess we can't go and finish our NFL talk without talking about the Rams game. They won 9-3. It was a shit game. Todd Gurley, fuck you for fantasy purposes. You've gotten
me that,
not even 10 points in 2 weeks. But the main thing from this Rams game was this fight that happened.
Everybody's been talking about this.
This guy in a Russell Wilson jersey is talking to a dude wearing a Todd Gurley jersey and like plaid pants and a fedora. Looks like a tool. He looks like he should get beat up. So we're going to play the audio we got of this, and it's pretty funny. And we're not none of the two people in the fight are what we're going to finish focusing on.
All right, no.
Just pay attention to the audio. Talking. And now this lady bumps him. And boom. Stuff happens.
Hey! Hey! Guy, get out of here! Help! Help!
Hey, hey, hey! There's a little boy right there!
Guy, get out of here! Help! Help!
Hey, hey!
So there's a guy that's sitting with his kid.
Oh, yeah.
There's a guy sitting with his kid, and he is the last person that ever wants to be in a fight. And you can tell in, like, they weren't pushed onto him. It was in his vicinity for sure.
No, he was nowhere near the action.
It's like if the fight, there's a punch thrown, that's where you stand up. You're like, whoa, what's going on over here? I've got to be aware. Mm-hmm. But like, it wasn't coming towards him. No one was throwing punches. And then I learned later that this kid he's with is in a wheelchair, which kind of makes it worse. Sort of makes it funnier.
I don't think it changes
a little bit. But
the dude
not
over
that the kid's in the wheelchair, but they're like, it's like, oh, we were they were like. trying to fight on top of a kid in a wheelchair. Like, yeah, what a horrible place to decide to fight. But the guy picks the kid up, and I understand his concern. You know, like, oh no, I'm with my son. I don't want him to get hit or anything. And then towards the end, before the video gets cut, there's a kid here. There's a kid here. Chill. But just like this guy's voice, yeah, just it's immediately. Just
awful. Hey, 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 get out of here! Help! Help!
Help! Who's calling for help?
Help! Help! Like, if that's your dad, are you kind of like, dad?
Oh, I'm very much so embarrassed.
I appreciate you keeping me safe, but come on.
I wonder what he's saying today. Like, is he justifying?
Hey, help my son!
My grandson. I don't know if the dude is his dad or his grandson.
Hey! 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 Get out of here! Help! Help!
Hey, hey, hey! There's a little boy right there!
See, there's a little boy right there, so they're covering.
That was
him
the
up.
Most exciting thing to happen from
that
game.
That was. That was better than any touchdown because there were no touchdowns.
That game, dude.
Better than 12 points worth of field goals.
I had the game on after the Cowboys, and then I just drifted off into a deep slumber because that game was a total fucking bore fest.
Well, you know, you probably needed to yell help.
Help! Help! Hey, 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 there's a little boy right there!
All right, that's enough. That's enough of that shit. I'm going to try and put that on the stuff from the show page.
You're
going to
try?
Great.
See if you can manage.
See what I can do.
See what I can do.
Yeah, that was the week in the NFL. It was for us, I guess.
Who did the Giants get this week?
They got the Redskins.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We mentioned that.
The Indians.
It's going to be the Cowboys versus the Indians on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, is it?
Can't wait for
that. That's like every other year.
Well, it should. That's how it should be.
Yeah, I can see that. That's a good matchup. It should be like an NFC East matchup. They've never played the Giants on Thanksgiving. I don't like Thanksgiving games, though. I hate, like...
I love Thanksgiving games.
I always think to myself, every Thanksgiving, I'm like, I'm so glad I'm not a Lions or Cowboys fan.
Why?
Because I just hate, like, I get so stressed watching games, and, like, Thanksgiving, like, I'm going to eat. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't eat. I think the Giants played the Broncos on Thanksgiving one time. They lost, and I remember just, like, being in such a bad mood the whole day. I'd be like, we're playing. It was, like, the first, like, NFL Network game they started doing. But then they started adding three, and I was like, fuck, I gotta wait all day. I gotta stress out about it. And we lost. It was a bad day. And now Thanksgiving's ruined.
No,
I have nothing to be thankful for.
It's a tradition, man, because we'll always have our dinner like around noon, and the Cowboys play like at 3 or something like that.
You get to watch the Lions game. And for years, it's usually just the Lions getting blown out.
It'll probably be the same this year.
The Packers Lions? It's always the Packers Lions. Packers Lions or Vikings Lions?
Might be. But yeah, no, I love Thanksgiving, especially. Get to watch my Cowboys.
All right, well, you know there's a show we watch.
Oh, yeah.
As we segue.
And it's coming to an end.
And it's ending. This is it, boys and girls. This is the last time you're going to hear the Big Brother update. While the game's going on, I guess we'll recap at the end. But let's Big Bro update you one last time, guys. Well, this week on Big Brother, it's finale week. Nicole, James, and Paul are your final three, which means in the Big Brother Pass the Gravy Pool, it's Victor, Phyllis, Aiden Casey, and Michael LeBaire in the Fox. So pretty much, we know who's...
I would have felt bad if one of us had won.
Yeah, it would have been weird. Phyllis, she's technically not officially a member, but she's part of the crew,
she's
I would associate herself. So, yeah, it's the finale week. On Wednesday is the finale. So when you were listening to this, it should be finale day since we put the episodes out then. Basically, Victor and Corey got evicted last week. So Chris is out and Juan Perdomo for, I guess, the third time this year. You are out of the Big Brother pool.
Dude's been so worried.
James chose to send Corey home over Nicole. Seems strategic. It looks like James and Nicole are a little bit closer. Paul won the first part. So the HOH, final HOH, there's three parts to it. And the first person that you play, the first one, whoever wins that one gets a pass for the next one, immediately advances to the third part. Then you play the other two people that didn't win. Right. Winner of that plays the winner of the first one. The winner of that gets to decide who they go to the final two with, pretty much. So it's pretty important to win. You put all the cards in your hand.
Yes.
And Paul won part one of the final HOH. Nicole won part two. So
now it's going to be Paul and Nicole.
Yeah, it's going to be Paul against Nicole. Poor winner's going to play and get to decide who they take. Honestly, I think you're stupid if you don't take James.
Right.
I understand that James has a lot of people on the jury that could vote his way, but I still think James hasn't done enough game-wise to win. I think Paul in competitions and socially is much better than James, I think, as well as Nicole. I think Nicole could beat Paul, and I think Paul's kind of talking like he may take Nicole, which
is dumb.
Which makes me nervous because I'm rooting for Paul at this point.
God damn it, Alex.
I think right now, the person that has the best chance to win is Nicole.
Yes.
And I guess I think she probably will end up winning.
I agree.
I just don't know how it goes if it's James and Nicole. I think a lot of people are rubbed the wrong way by Nicole. And the whole thing in Big Brother is you got to worry about, are you going to have a bitter jury? Now, Davon is bitter as hell.
God damn, did she get into it with Polly last week. Holy
dude,
shit.
They had this whole, like...
It's like, at first when they
teased... Just, it's so staged to me.
Well, I don't think that was staged. I think
Davon was just waiting to blow up at some point.
God almighty,
just
she turned into
that.
A fucking thug, like, at the snap of a finger.
And like, he said something like, he's like, oh, I'm sure your daughter would be really happy. Right? And she's like, you don't bring my daughter up in this! You motherfucker, you don't bring my daughter up in this! Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, whoa, he
like
didn't say
man.
Your daughter's a bitch.
You're right, she didn't say your daughter's a whore.
He said, I'm sure your daughter's really bad. You don't bring my daughter! Don't you talk about my sister!
And then she, all the while, telling everybody how classy she was. I'm so classy. I'm classy.
That whole house,
like fuck you.
All summer, it's just like, yeah, real classy. And it's like, you guys are both not being that.
I don't know if you remember the South Park. Do you remember Classy from last season? Is like, she was a whore. She was one of the guys a whore. She's like, yeah, my name is Classy, spelled with an I, with a little dick hanging off the end of the C. with a little dick that's hanging off the end of the C. That's fucking the L in the A-S-S. That's what I think of every time now that I hear somebody call themselves Classy.
Well, all of their arguments, like, Davon's argument every single time is that she gets in your face, just keeps yelling, keeps repeating the same thing as loudly as she can. And Molly's is that he instigates you. Nuh-uh. Then he looks around, tries to like act like he's doing it, and then when you leave, he goes,
mm-hmm.
Does the slow clap like he won. You're like, you didn't win, Paul E.
Paul
E. You didn't win.
No, but Davon has to realize, though, I didn't watch last season,
I hate her.
But apparently there was a lot of drama involved with her last season.
Always. She's
and there
always
was a lot,
drama.
And there was a lot of drama involved with her this season. She has
people
to
like
know.
That just don't get it, though.
No, they don't. You know? They think that everybody else is the problem. They were
like, I told you about the girl in college that had nine roommates over there, so she had to move three times, and I was like,
you have to know.
That's on you.
Right.
Like, that many people have had an issue? I don't think that many people are that bad.
No, on the other hand, I also think that Paul is kind of a dick.
Paul is a total dick.
Yeah, he's definitely a dick.
Very
and if I were Paulie, I'd be a little bit scared, because I'm sure Davon's going to have some of her buddies pay him a little visit.
He lives in New Jersey. She lives in Compton or whatever it is. Irving.
Irving?
Irvine. Ingleton. That's Inglewood.
That's why we need fucking
Ingleton. See, Emma was here. She was in Inglewood.
To drop some null.
So, I don't know. Then they made it all about like a jury house. Then they're like, let's talk about people that are actually possibly going to win.
Well, it's drama, Alex.
I get it, but it
ratings,
was stupid
baby.
Drama to me. And
yeah. But anyways, no.
They were very irrelevant.
I think Davon is an attention whore.
She's my least favorite person on the entire show.
Yeah, most definitely. Other than Julie Chen, I can't stand that whore.
But Chen, like, you don't have to worry about her. She's not going to go off on anybody. She's just going to be
see
a robot.
Her on Thursdays.
Hello, hi, welcome to Big Brother. Tonight we will be crowning a winner.
But first,
and, like, her eyes are always like, ah.
And dude, she's fucking Les Moonves, who's fucking 80 years old.
Yeah, she's got nothing to worry about the rest of her life. Except for funeral arrangements for life. Other than that, she's coasting.
That she's golden.
She's coasting.
How awful would it be if she died before Les? That'd be
sad. It would suck for her.
Yeah, it would. But anyways, so who do you got to win? You think
Nicole's
going to win?
I think
Nicole
wins at this point in time. I want Paul to win. I'm rooting as hard as I can for Paul. James has just pissed me off this year. I loved James last year. I was happy with James winning America's favorite player last year. I don't think he wins favorite player. I think Natalie wins favorite player.
Why?
I think people like her.
Speaking of, did you see the picture of her as a Jets cheerleader?
No.
Yeah, there was a picture that surfaced of her in her Jets get up.
Would have been better if it was a Giants cheerleader outfit, but the Giants don't have cheerleaders, so we don't need them because we win games.
I digress.
So I think Natalie wins America's favorite player. I think Nicole wins. I want Paul to win. You go.
I want Nicole to win, and I think Nicole will win.
Who do you think gets AFP?
James.
You think James is? All right. Yeah. Well, gang, somebody's going to have a hat this time next week.
Mm-hmm.
Is it
Make
gonna
America
be
gravy hat.
Who knows?
After I shit on people stealing slogans last week.
Yeah, and then we give that. Oh, but first, we're going to give this gift away.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there we go, guys. That's Big Brother. We'll talk to you guys after the finale's over, huh?
Absolutely.
But first, we're going to talk to you guys about whoever wins the $500,000 on Big Brother should immediately go and invest in some MeUndies. Because whether you're wearing a suit or sweats, you spend almost 24 hours a day in your underwear, but instead of making a statement like Superman's tights under his everyday clothes, your underwear is probably boring. MeUndies is here to change that. Every pair of MeUndies is made from sustainably sourced Modal, which is a fabric that's twice as soft as cotton. Nothing can describe the fit and feel of MeUndies, but once you try them on, you'll understand why they're called the world's most comfortable underwear. If you don't love your first pair of MeUndies, it's free. There's no questions asked. MeUndies has dozens of styles and limited edition prints to help you make a statement with your underwear, whether anyone can see them or not. Shipping in the U.S. and... Chris, what is this?
What is that?
Canada?
Canada, Alex.
Canada.
Canada.
I think it's Canada.
It's our brothers to the north.
Shipping in the U.S. and Canada is free, and you can save up to $8 a pair with MeUndies subscription plan. You can get the subscription or a single pair and get 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/podcast. Once again, that's MeUndies.com/podcast to receive 20% off your first order. MeUndies.com/podcast. All right.
All right.
Now, let's tell you what's not cool, gang.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool,
cool,
man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool. Not cool. Not cool.
Yeah.
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 You want to start us off?
Sure, man. I got a couple, I think, this week. First off, I mentioned it earlier, but the Cowboys were not on TV this week. And I don't know why.
That's
because there was
maybe the coolest thing.
There was no game on Fox at
noon.
No,
because the rule is if it's a Texans game, then they can't. They black out the rest of the market because you have to watch the local team.
That's
fucking
bullshit. That's not how it was last week, though. And that's not how it is every week. There's so many, like, last week, Texans and Cowboys played at noon. They had both games on. Or no, I'm sorry.
No, Cowboys played at 3:25.
No, well, but still, I know there have been so many instances where Texans are on CBS.
It's like a rule. It's like, that's how the TV
every
rule.
Week.
Yeah, dude. I think it's like,
dude, I don't
if you
find
can
myself...
go to the game, though, they make you have to do that. If it's a sellout,
well, that's
I
a
think
stupid
it's there.
Fucking
if
rule.
If it's a road game, I don't
Texas,
think it has to be.
We live in Texas where, you know, Dallas is a mere 3.5 hours or 4 hours away.
Dallas,
why not show...
Do I bitch about the New York Giants games not being on here?
Ooh, no.
We're not in Dallas either.
But we're in the state. We're in the facility.
Oh, why are the Saints games on? How come the Saints games aren't on?
Well, because still.
Oh.
They do have the Saints games on TV quite a bit in Houston.
Yeah, but not regularly. It's just like they have Cowboys.
Well, anyways,
games.
Fuck you, asshole. I had to listen to the goddamn game on the radio like it was 1922, listening to a presidential
and
address.
The boy, Dak Prescott, takes the ball. He passes it off to Dez Bryant, who grabs
God.
It again. Oh,
it was
that
so
snap,
fucking
got him.
Annoying listening. Like, I liked listening
all
to it on
the radio. All
the
boys are back on the field again.
But I mentioned this because I was listening
it's
to
an
some
old flea flicker run by Y.A. Tittle.
I was listening to some of the Texans last week, and I was bitching like everything has got a sponsor when you're listening to a game on radio, and everything on the Cowboys. Listen, I wrote it down. They had the Bank of America kickoff. They had the Dr. Pepper starting lineup. They had the Miller Lite scoreboard. They had the Wells Fargo extra point, which contradicts the Bank of America kickoff. And then they had the American Airlines scoreboard, along with the Miller Lite. Like, Jesus Christ, people. Does everything need a sponsor?
It does. I think.
How
I
much
mean,
does Bank of America pay for their kickoff?
I don't know.
That's so weird to me. That's so
that
weird.
Was a target tackle.
Exactly, right?
That's his 37th
that was a
target
Walmart
tackle
sack.
Of the year.
Everything has got a sponsor. And that's not the case.
What? Some of them are like creative, though, where you're like, because you guys sell sacked lunches,
right.
So it's a sack. It's okay.
Okay, I get
it. All right.
Those are fine.
The Shiner Bock clock is what the Texans have.
Is that what they got?
On the Shiner Bock clock.
That's pretty cool. It's
not
like,
really.
I like a good Shiner.
It just rhymes.
The Shiner Bock clock. But anyways, no.
The Bank of America kickoff. Okay.
I don't know.
Are you guys ready? Hey, do we have a Bank of America onside kickoff? What's going on? Do you think Garrett's like calling that play?
It seems cheap just to have one. People like watching their football. Why just have one game at noon?
Would you rather have that or would you rather have more commercials? Because that's what you're getting instead of. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, it's either that or they got to run these commercials all the time and they don't have that much time, so they got to fit them in when they can. Mm. That's what she said.
That's what she said. Damn it, I just forgot why they're not cool.
I guess you could say that's not very cool,
fucking
isn't it?
Fucking chip cards, Alex. The goddamn chip cards. You know what I'm talking about?
Like
your debit
your
card.
Debit. Are we chipping? Are we swiping today? Is that what you always say?
Dude.
And every time you swipe it,
every
it's,
time,
we're using chip. Every
and then
time
every
you chip
time,
it, we're swiping.
Every fucking time.
Why don't we have, like, how long have we had these? Remember when it was like, we're all going to change to the chip. But then, like it was like last year, I think. It wasn't like 2016. We're all going to have the chip.
I think
and now everybody's got the chip and we still don't know how to fucking use it.
Why not? Let's roll out the chip when we've mastered the chip. Right? Let's not dupe our customers into thinking that they got to insert our card.
The best is the ones that, like, tape it up.
Yes!
And I'm like, that's what I'm that's talking what, about, motherfucker.
But still, like, even if some
tape it up,
have
though,
because
I know I'm not going to waste my time.
Some have to tape it up. I just feel like we shouldn't have the chip until universally.
How hard was the swiping? What was wrong with the swiping?
I guess
was
the chip is supposed to be more secure. Because he had all those people getting hacked and everything. Target and Home Depot and fucking Ashley Madison getting hacked and all that shit. So they just said, all right, this chip is a little bit safer.
But we don't use the chip. And I don't understand it.
Oh, it's so goddamn annoying. And then they start yelling at you. You know what I mean?
No, if we're a chip. It's chip. You're like a tri-chip.
No. I'm talking about the machine will start yelling at you when you don't take your card out. Take me out. Like, fuck.
Oh, it's just going to leave it there.
It takes longer. It's just a hassle. You've been swiping it all your life. Now all of a sudden, you got to change.
I agree with you.
No,
that's a very good nut.
Let's just go back to the swiping, or let's master the chipping. Let's not force the chipping on the public until we've mastered it. Is all
I am 100% behind.
So you don't agree with me on the one game at noon. But you agree with me on the no chip.
Well, no, I'm not saying I don't agree with you, but I'm just saying fuck you for being like, ooh, my team should be here because it's special. We're only three hours away. Who cares? Go watch it in Dallas then.
Fuck you, Alex.
You want to watch your team locally? Go watch it in fucking Dallas, Chris.
Just don't understand.
Quit bitching.
I'm sure
to go through measures to watch my team just like everyone else does.
Well, yeah.
So you're no specialer
then. All right, then.
My team's closer. You said that.
What are your not cool, Alex?
Comcast, back on the bandwagon, you know?
Uh-oh.
Keep refreshing the old Comcast feed because my internet was slowing down. And when you're trying to watch a football game, it's really shitty when you're... and he's going to try the field goal.
Oh, because he had to watch on your laptop.
Frozen. But he's going to... Oh, he made that. Good. I'm glad he made that field goal now that I had to refresh because you guys are a bunch of cunts that can't have good internet. Mm-hmm. So that is that. I got some money.
At least you got to watch your team, Alex.
I got some money. You're the one that decided you don't want to, like... You know, drop 300. You could go to a bar, bro.
I know, but
you live right, like you live in the heart of Houston.
I don't really
you know?
Like watching. Like I don't even like watching.
You don't
the
talk
Super
to
Bowl
people. You just sit
party.
And you watch it.
I understand. Yeah, you're right. I could have done that. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, that was just I guess Comcast was pretty much.
Dude, yeah, I was on the phone with AT&T because when I switched. When I switched my service from my old apartment to my new apartment, for whatever reason, they didn't hook me up with Red Zone. So I was trying to watch what I can of the Cowboys through Red Zone, but didn't have it. So I called and said, hey, motherfuckers, where's my Red Zone? And they're like, oh, you should have it. And I'm like, well, I don't. I'm like, well, you should. Well,
yeah.
Well, I don't. It's like, do you think I'm lying to you? Do you think I'm just... I like spending my Sundays on the phone with you lovely people.
That was kind of how my Comcast deal was. So, like, I had called earlier, like, the day before because my Netflix was... It had that, like, shitty quality and it was going in and out of it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I'm paying you guys $200 a month for service and I'm getting really bad internet. I don't understand that. Well, if you'll go to this blah, 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 speedtest.comcast.whatever, we're going to check your speed. And so, like, I ran it and it was like, well, yeah, your readings show that that's really fast internet. I was like, well, that's cool because I'm watching Netflix right now and it's, like, fuzzy as hell. So I don't understand what, like... I get that it tells you that, but it's not doing that for me. So until we figure that out, we're going to have an issue. Well, it says that. Yeah, I don't give a fuck what it says. This is what's happening. And they just don't care. They really don't care. They can discredit your account, and that's all they do, and that's what I got.
What were you watching on the flicks? Saved by the Bell?
No. We were trying to watch
Tim,
The Get Down
Tim
at one
the
point.
Tool Man Taylor.
We were trying to watch The Get Down.
The Get Down.
It's a Netflix original. I think about hip-hop.
I was going to say, it sounds very hip-hop-y.
The Get Down.
The Get Down.
Get Down. Getting down. No?
Was all it?
Right. Getting down. Oh, also, should I give you the final update, I guess?
Oh, yes.
And by final update, I don't mean that I got my money.
Oh.
I guess I decided I was going to cut my losses.
Yeah.
I had been hitting up Javier.
Javier. Who says Javier?
I am now. Javier.
Javier.
Fuck you.
What was that, Emma?
Emma's boss calls him Javier.
Oh, really?
So I'll let you read this text. I just sent him a really long text message, and I was like, fuck this guy. I'm just going to say what I really think.
All right. I know you're dodging my calls at this point. $40 isn't a lot of money usually, but it kind of is when you're lending it to a stranger. Very true. You've done nothing but lie to me, make up excuses, and dodge my calls since I asked you to pay me back that first day. Pay me back the first day. I just want you to know that I think you're a real shit person, and I hope if you ever have car trouble again and have no money that nobody helps you out. If I see you at work, I'll be cordial to you when asking you to pay me back, but know that I think you're a fucking scumbag. Oh, damn, Alex. I'm a 27-year-old kid that isn't exactly rich, and I loaned you the money without knowing you because I hope that if I was in that situation, somebody would have helped me out too. but I would have paid said person back immediately and not have been a coward like you. I hope your wife is raped.
I didn't say that.
Anally.
Now Chris is adding what? Things. He's adding things.
No. I hope you have a horrible day, you fuck. That's good. I like that.
Just end it with, you fuck.
You fuck.
Because like, if I see him, I'm not going to yell at him at work, but I'm just like, hey, buddy.
Did you update your iPhone?
I did.
Ooh, I like it's, this new thing.
It's weird.
Holy shit, dude. I need to update mine.
Yeah, it's a unique one, huh?
I don't like updating because I just don't like change.
Changes things up, and it I was hesitant, but I'm not upset about it.
Did you do it to the iPad, too?
I did not. So, yeah, that was my farewell to Javier.
Farewell to Javier.
It's
Javier.
It's Javier.
Okay.
He's Javier to me.
So, yeah, I just cut your losses.
I've cut my losses.
But if you see him, definitely give him shit.
I'm going to just do that like, hey, you fuck, I think you owe me $40, and I don't want to get loud. I don't want to get loud, so why don't we... You want me to go to the ATM with you? I'll walk down there. Okay. I know I can point it out to you.
Yeah.
Huh? How about we
I've been
do
there
that?
Before for you.
I'll walk with you. Huh?
That's pretty bad though. That's low. That's low. I think that's worse than the apartment people.
Yeah.
Because
he's just obviously ignoring me at this point.
Yeah, this dude's just fucking you over. That's wrong. I'm sorry, Alex.
It's cool. I put myself in the situation. It's my own damn fault. And now you learn lessons, kids.
You definitely learn lessons. And I will not let you forget that you basically put yourself in your situation.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to talk about animals that kill you?
Oh, yeah. Did you know what, I thought you said anals.
What animal kills the most Americans every year? I don't know why I'm bringing trivia into the podcast
what
today.
What animal kills most Americans
a top year? Three. Top Name three. One of the top three.
I don't know. Oh, fucking tiger?
Nope.
Lion?
Nope.
Bear?
Nope. It is deer. Deer kill people. 120 people
because
a year on average.
People will
followed by 58 by bees/wasps/hornets.
Now it's not deer like hunting the human. I bet it's like people getting into a car accident.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. That
and,
reminds me of...
Black widow spiders kill 7 a year on average. Did you know that? Fun little fact. I don't know why we brought this up, but
I got a fun little fact for you, kind of related. What's the most dangerous household tool that kills the most people or injures the most people?
The oven?
No, it's the household tool. I'm talking like a fucking hammer, fucking...
A blow dryer.
Screwdriver. Dude, a tool, Alex. A tool that you will find on a construction site.
A screwdriver.
No, it's a ladder.
I guess as you fall.
Yeah. I heard that like a year ago and it blew my mind.
That's insane. Mm-hmm. Pretty insane.
So, the deer killing the people. Deers are weird.
Deer. Not deers.
Fuck you, Alex. Deers are
deer.
Deers and fishes. They're the weirdest animals.
Fishes is actually the pluralization of fish.
No, it's
so
not.
That's good.
It's fish.
Fishes.
It's fish.
If you're the plurals. Like if you were named a team, the fish would be right. Be the fishes.
It's a school of fish.
But they're all fishes. They're all fish.
No,
Alex. I'm pretty sure, Chris. I'm doctor, but I'm pretty sure.
Have you heard that Tosh.0? Or I think it's Louie, where he's talking about the deer. Deer getting stuck in headlights. Oh, it's funny stuff. Basically, the bit is Louie ends the bit saying, I want to fuck a homeless person, get AIDS, and then fuck a deer in its mouth and give that deer AIDS. And that's the joke. But that's Louie for you, pushing that envelope.
Yeah, it is.
Not giving a fuck.
All right, I guess we got one more thing before we get to answers.
What do we got?
Women-only parking spaces. You see, these are a thing now. They're going to mark them pink. So, you know, I guess women. And what they're doing is they're, like, putting them in safer areas. Because, you know, like, you want to park where you're not going to get raped.
I'll still park in those spots.
But to me, though.
Because you know why? You know why I'll still park in those spots? I'll just claim that I'm a transgender.
You identify that
yep,
way.
I'm identifying
as a woman. You can't do that. Who are you to
IKEA,
tell me?
Or even at IKEA, I'll park in the pregnant people parking spots and just say, hey, man.
I kind of get the pregnant parking spots. I've already bitched and it's been not cool. The parents were people with infant children or young children. It's like, just because your kid's young doesn't mean you get to park closer. Like, I don't care.
Right.
I'm parking in that spot and I'm saying he's at home. You didn't say I had to bring him. I didn't say with child.
You should bring your dog and say, my dog is my child.
We love one another.
But then I'll have to talk shit about you for bringing your dog to public places.
They're marking these spots in like pink. And like, to me, if it's like you're trying to avoid the rapists or whatever it is, if you're a rapist, I'm not a rapist, but just, you know, playing devil's advocate to these people. If I'm like, I'd stock women that are alone are going to park in these pink spots, maybe I'll start hanging out by these pink spots.
Maybe. Maybe.
I'm just saying, it doesn't seem like you're going to get the benefit, and it just seems like you're trying, like, you're fighting for equality, aren't you?
Right.
But you want your own special parking spot?
Right.
Is that equality?
No.
Okay.
That's like when the black kids on the college campuses want their own dorms because, you know, they don't want to be housed up with those honkies.
Hell, they get their own colleges.
They're right. They got their own fraternities.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's, no, it's not cool. It's
they got,
racist.
They got cool stomp shows and stuff.
They get branded.
Yeah, they do.
Why do the black fraternities do that?
I don't know. You're black. You tell me.
Were you in a fraternity?
No. Was not.
You're not about that life? Mm. Not about that Greek life? Mm.
Nah, brah.
You can't pull off a popped collar, can you?
I'm not a huge roofie guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm just kidding. I'm a total roofie guy.
No, that's weird, though. I mean, I understand where they're coming from. Let's give these women their own parking spots.
But, like, we're trying to be inclusive.
If only
we
had a woman under the roof who could give her opinion. I'm looking at you, Emma.
Oh, snap. Is she really?
Yeah, I think she said she is.
Emma's a feminist.
Yeah, I know. Remember she got pissed off at you that one time?
She burns her bra a lot of times.
Because you're not cool was women shouldn't be wearing pink in sports.
Skirts. Could be taken seriously in sports.
Emma, do you think y'all should have y'all's own parking spots?
No.
Oh,
I agree with Alex.
Doesn't it make you like more susceptible to rape
it's
if you're
bait.
Marking it?
Yeah. Oh, the ladies, they park
I
there.
I bet a rapist
I'll go
came
there.
Up with this rule.
Yeah.
Like, let's have them park all in. It's the same.
Like when the Catholic Church was like going about like how they were going to like figure out to fix all that shit. They're like, wait, no, we'll only put them with the pastors so the children have to spend more time with the pastors to find God.
Spoiler.
No, that's how they can.
It's the pastor.
They're just raping them.
But yeah. And singling us out by saying we need our own parking, so that's not equality.
No, that's not equality. That's
it's
what
exclusion.
I've always said.
It's exclusion. Every year we do a party at some tower downtown, and it's for celebration of women in the workplace. And I just stand there and I think, if we were equal, we wouldn't be having this day, and I wouldn't be here.
There you go.
Because it's not equal.
Oh, that's what I like.
I like you, Emma. That's
she's you got a good head on her.
Got a very good head on your shoulders.
I'm keeping it real.
That's it. You're just leaving us like that. Who do you think's gonna win Big Brother?
See, this is
come on, say it. Tell the people.
Nicole.
Ah,
who do you want to win, Paul?
I want Paul to win.
Fuck Paul.
See, she's on the same boat as me.
Obviously.
She's a good egg.
She's a
good egg.
It only took Paul one try. It took James and Nicole two tries.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a fucking great point.
So what, though?
I didn't even think. So I won my first game and they had to play two seasons?
God, I don't want Paul
I didn't
to win.
Get a test season? And that's fair.
All right, so of all the players who are not returnees this season, who do you think is most likely to come back? I say Victor.
Victor, but I don't think Victor would do well if he came back. They'd
or
vote
even
him out
Pauly.
Of
I think they'd bring Pauly.
I think Pauly could come back.
But the only reason why they wouldn't bring Pauly back is because he starts too much
he's
shit.
Controversial.
Yeah.
I think like Natalie's likable. Whoever wins America's Favorite Player,
I don't think they'd bring
back
Paul back because he called Michelle a cunt. I don't think they like
that. No, I think they would bring Paul back if he doesn't win. I think Paul's a very, especially if he doesn't win, they're like, well, he almost won the first time. Can this be his
makeup
chance?
God, they should bring Frank back a third time.
I think they're going to do a Big Brother All-Stars for this 20th season.
Mm.
So I think that it's very possible we'll see somebody like that back in there.
That'd be dope. All right, anyways, we got some answers?
Well, we do, but first we're going to tell you about our Amazon banner at passthegravypod.com. Now, it's very simple. All you got to do when you want to do your Amazon shopping is instead of going directly to Amazon, you just go to passthegravypod.com. There's a little banner right at the top of each page. You click on it, then you do your purchase. It takes you one extra click, unless your page is homepage. You know, passthegravypod.com should be your homepage like it is mine. Then you go there immediately, you listen to your favorite pod, you click through to Amazon, you buy your shit. Literally, one extra click costs you nothing more. They just want to know that we created some web traffic through our site to theirs. They give us a tiny little kickback. We use that immediately to pay for web hosting and server space. We don't keep a dime of it. It just goes back into funding the podcast and keeping it free for you guys because nobody would pay for it. You know what I'm saying? You guys wouldn't buy this. Let's be real here.
Let's be honest.
So, put some wind in the sails of your favorite pirate ship. PassageAPod.com. Use our Amazon banner, motherfucker. Let's do some answers. Let's answer some questions. Emma, you want to do some answers?
Yeah, I guess so.
Emma's like playing
that?
The game
now.
She got a taste of it.
Yep.
She got a little taste.
She got bit by the bug.
She got a little taste. Hold on.
We're going to wait for you until we hit this intro.
We're going to have to move some chairs around.
Oh, shit.
Hitting things. Jessica, be a little bit gentle.
Are we still in the studio?
What?
We
were always in the tiny
always.
Studio.
This is our
She's
home.
Acting like we're not.
Well,
you see
not,
where we are.
It's not tiny to me because I'm used to it.
She's Emma's actually 3 inches tall. So this is huge to her.
I'm petite.
All right, so let's play some answers.
Well, if you just answer the question, why don't you just answer the question? Be honest, no big deal. Yeah, answer the question.
Don't change the subject, just answer the fucking question.
All right, guess who's going to lead us off like she has been lately? Our girl, TJ Ivy.
Oh, yeah.
TJ Ivy, what's up, girl?
What up?
She says, would you rather the girl from the movie Teeth? Have you seen that movie?
No.
You don't know what Teeth is.
Uh-uh.
Well,
should I?
I'll explain later. Or Nancy Grace. The movie Teeth is, I guess it's an indie film about a young woman who has something wrong with her where she has teeth in her vagina.
Ooh.
And now when people, say she's raped, the teeth clamp down and they bite your dick.
Hey, she's hot.
Yeah, but that vagina. She's got teeth in her snatch.
How the fuck does that work?
So there's a point in the movie where she like tries to get this guy that's being kind of he's a dick, and she like doesn't want to have sex with him, and he kind of forces himself and just there goes your dick. And she does it to a couple people in the movie. It's terrifying. But her thing is that like she's got to not like you, you know? So like if I got her to like me, I think I'd rather have her. Nancy Grace. I don't think I could get that bitch to like me. And mm-hmm. I don't want to go near that.
What was the question? Did you have to have?
Who would you rather do?
Oh, so you got a fuck, huh?
Yep, that's it.
I mean, I'd take a handy from the chick from Thief.
You don't get a handy. Handies aren't there. Nancy would probably prefer you.
I like to start with dark meat.
Of course you do.
Oh.
Anyway, you got to answer this question too. So
yeah, who would you?
This is a podcast, Emma.
Yeah, they don't see me.
Thinking. Now, Teeth. Once again, the girl from Teeth.
My teeth.
It's like if you're raping her, she's not gonna be cool. And you know what? Do we have
Oh, so her teeth only grow when you're raping her?
No, they're there.
Oh. And she can make it happen any time. But like, she
the
has to like.
Fuck is this
not
movie?
Like it's called
and
Teeth.
And it's 79% on Rotten Tomatoes. I feel like that should.
That's a lot.
That's pretty high.
Yeah.
How?
So like, if you're not raping her, I don't. I think you're in the safe. Let's go find.
How many times did she get raped in the movie?
A couple.
Jesus.
She's not got good luck.
Teeth trailer.
Oh, the trailer's terrifying. This movie was a myth in high school. All the kids.
It
I was
sounds
in band,
like. Sorry,
and
go ahead.
All the kids who were in what we call the loading crew, they would have to watch it for initiation. But, you know, they were like 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So.
This sounds like a human centipede type movie.
It seems kind of like it would be.
We looking at the trailer?
All right. What can I do for you, miss? Is this your first time?
So this girl's...
By matching, you have no idea what to expect.
Not really.
Don't worry. I'm not going to bite you. Just lie down. Put your feet right in here. Okay.
She's a gynecologist.
Are you sexually active?
No. I just want to be checked out.
Okay, then.
Fingers at the snatch.
Yep. And I bet you can guess what could go wrong here. Now the scary music's kicking in. I'll put the trailer for this up too.
I think there might be something weird going on inside.
What?
Puts his finger in.
What do you put in here?
And his finger's taken. Yeah.
It won.
It was a 2007 Sundance Film Festival winner.
There is something inside of me that's leaving. Dentata.
What?
It's Latin for teeth.
Vagina dentata. Vagina
it's what's dentata. Inside me. Are you afraid?
Yeah, so that is, that's teeth, Chris.
I still fuck her.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
She's
background is a rose.
So it's sweet too.
Teeth.
It's also
sweet.
What
dentist do you go to for that kind of situation?
A vagina dentist.
A vagina dentist.
A
vag
dentist.
A vag dentist.
Good question, TJ Ivy.
Yeah, Teej, you're crushing it, girl. Yeah, so I'd go Girl from the movie Teeth. All of us agreed. Unanimous.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go with our next question. Is from Hayden Tharp. And Hayden Tharp says, how deep should a deep V-neck really be allowed to be?
Good question.
Do you want to wear V-necks?
You know what? I got a pair of t-shirts the other day at the Target, and without knowing they were V-necks.
Undershirts?
So, yeah.
I don't mind the undershirt V-necks. I do rock the V-neck occasionally. I got like two or three.
I'm wearing one.
You are wearing one.
Yeah, but it's more so for girls. I feel like this is a question related to dudes.
It's a cleavage.
Because like, you can show cleavage.
Yeah, V-necks absolutely. Specifically for that. But I feel uncomfortable almost wearing them.
The deep V for like dudes, like sometimes you got like the little hair on your chest and you kind of look like British or whatever.
Right.
But like then sometimes you get the guy that it goes in between their like nips, you know?
Right there in that.
Like, meat. It's like just right to like the breastbone.
How does showing chest hair make you British?
I don't know. To me, it just looks British. That's like, they have like all those necklaces and shit on and all the rings on. Like, oh, hello, I'm British.
It's Italian to me if you get all the chest hair.
That's hipster.
I don't fucking know. It's probably hipster more so than British. But like if your V-neck goes like in between your nipples, that's way too far. Like, I think if it's to your nipples or below,
if you can see chest
that's
hair
too much. You can see chest hair, you think?
No, you shouldn't wear them if you've got the chest hair up here. But you do, don't you?
I wore one yesterday. I have a Giants V-neck I was rocking yesterday. Yes. And they won, so it's a lucky
V-neck.
I like
you in that.
I mean, I think I look great in V-neck.
Yeah, I guess nipple area.
Nips?
Yeah,
that's too far. Yeah, but
women's
V-neck
can go down further.
Women's like, don't have a limit. You don't have a limit. Sure. This is for dudes specifically, Hayden.
Vagina, we don't give a shit. Go ahead, Alex.
All right. So, that's what we've agreed on, I guess, for the V-necks.
Look at us. Simpatico.
Jason Gruno, he's written to us multiple times before. He says, more dangerous time to drive when drunk, when high on heroin. That's not good. Mm-mm. Or when there's a bee in the car.
I've seen Pulp Fiction enough times to know that John Travolta does a fantastic job driving high on heroin. I'm going to say drunk.
Yeah, that seems like the worst time. But, I mean, a bee in the car.
It's an angry bee.
Dude, a bee in the
You're
car.
Looking back at the Tommy. Have
Who
you
are
seen
these
Tommy
people
Boy?
That are afraid of bees?
Never. You don't want to get it stung. You don't want to get
Why
stung,
you
bro.
Afraid of bees?
Like a bee, and then they just.
And they
bee.
I don't
They're
know.
Ripping our flesh off.
What the hell? Like, first of all.
Be calm.
There you go. If the bee stings you, it doesn't hurt all that bad. Like, it's a sting. You know what I mean? It's like a shot.
I got stung when I was like 5, and I didn't.
Or you were 5. I'm sure you were 5.
Yeah.
But no, bees are harmless. Same are wasps and cockroaches and all that shit. I'm definitely
wasps
drunk.
Are the second leading cause of death in the United States. We just went over that. Wasps, bees, and hornets. So maybe if you paid attention to animals that are most likely to kill you, then
was that one of
them? Yeah, it was the second one after deer.
Oh wow,
Bruh.
I did not listen to this podcast.
Bruh. Yeah. Thought you worked on it, you know? Apparently not.
Apparently not. Apparently Jessica, not. You need to do a better job.
Yeah, Jessica, can we keep
Anytime
up with
Anytime there's a problem, we just blame Jessica. Even if it's my fault completely.
By the way, Jessica, I have not heard a lot of typing today. I'm wondering,
I thought you were going to incorporate that
I
whole
should
thing
have.
In
we
the,
guess we forgot, huh?
The song and the freestyle thing that you're so proud of. But anyways, definitely driving drunk.
Driving drunk is probably the worst.
I'm a part of mad. I'm going to say against drunk driving.
Emma's going to go high on
You're
heroin.
Part of mad.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to say heroin.
Emma says heroin. Chris and I are going to go drunk.
Hey, yeah. Have you ever been high on heroin?
No.
So how would you know?
That's why.
How wouldn't you know?
Because I've driven a little bit drunk. I haven't driven with a bee in the car, though.
Yeah.
But
I think,
I'm not one to freak out about bees. So
I think we're
going
to have to test this out.
You want to?
Chris, you get drunk, and you try heroin, and I'll get a beat.
That seems fair.
Okay, and we'll see what we think.
Jessica, keep it the
can
fuck
Can we shut
out.
Up? Jessica, like, for real?
Can you give me some heroin?
Jessica, go find heroin and stop fucking typing right now. Just chill.
Chill, bro. All right, what else we
Calvin got? Cruz writes in again and says, wine openers.
Calvin Cruz, mixture of two really good wide receivers.
Calvin Johnson and Victor
Calvin
Cruz.
Sounds like a stripper name.
Calvin Cruz. Calvin Cruz was in our Pass the Gravy Big Brother
Calvin
pool.
Calvin Cruz.
But Calvin Cruz says, wine openers.
Keep going.
Calvin Cruz says, wine openers. Just fancy pocket knives?
No.
Kind of.
A pocket knife.
Because it's like the size of like a
pocket
knife.
Is just a less fancy wine opener.
Depends on the wine opener.
Hold on. Let me go get my wine opener.
Ours is kind of a fancy pocket knife. But it's not, because it's a lesser pocket knife, because we don't have as many tools. There's no toothpick on there.
It had a
or
fancy
tweezers.
Little wine opener thing on it.
Yeah, but have you seen the ones that are like the...
Is that
like
y'all's wine opener?
Jumping jacks?
Yeah, we don't have a lot.
Yeah, no, that's what I've got, and yeah. Those aren't like a pocket knife at all.
But ours is like the poor man's pocket knife.
It's got a bottle opener on it. Well, I'm sure y'all use that more. It's got a wine opener, and it's got a knife, so if you wanted to stab someone while you were opening a bottle, I don't know why it would need a knife.
Poor man's pocket knife. Not a fancy pocket knife.
Y'all probably mostly use that to open bottles, though,
it's
right?
It's a lady pocket knife. It's why a lady else do we pocket need knife. All those?
Oh, Emma, changing it up. Yeah, okay, so wine openers, are they lady pocket knives?
Yes.
No, because dudes still use it. Dudes still use it.
Why is wine? Why is wine the only liquid that needs to be fucking corked in?
Why can't we
in?
Screw it? You know?
Why can't we put it
why
in a can? Can?
Which you'd think you could.
You right? can put
think
it in so. A bag.
Like I get,
you can put it in a bag. Yes,
you can put it in a
easy.
Box. They got box.
The box is in a bag. The wine bag is in the box.
Back in the right. day, that are really delicious now are still in bottles. It's like the chip change. We just can't get it together yet. One day,
like
all of our wine will be in bags.
Yeah, but like it'd be easy to like buy like a case of wine, like a 30-pack of wine, and then you could all go have your own instead of like, well,
go
I got a bottle and it's sitting out, so in case anybody wants Pinot
when
Noir.
When you go buy like the Home Sutter, the cheap wine from Walgreens or whatever, that's always screw on, screw off.
Yeah, I think that's how you tell what's cheap wine and what's not.
Oh, yeah.
It screws on, it's cheap. Not.
So wine, uppity?
Wine. Up.
Ooh,
maybe.
But I like wine, though.
We've bought, this yeah, is two wine too. Questions.
This is two wine questions.
Fine wine. Where's the confidence? It was last week. That was pretty great. And then,
fine.
Emma,
I
like
think it is a
wine?
Fancy pocket knife.
No, red wine makes my heart hurt and my stomach hurt. And
I like that feeling, though, kind of, sort of.
And throwy uppy.
It's a weird feeling to like.
Blood.
Right?
My heart and my stomach hurting.
Everything hurts.
Your heart.
I love hurting. I'm Chris.
I'm really
what's
into rose
the,
right now. A bottle of that rosé. What song is that?
A bottle of white.
No.
That song, Billy Joel.
No.
No.
Gonna buy you. I think it's buy you a drink.
Is
I'm
it?
Gonna buy you a drink.
Oh, such
no.
an awful
I'm
song.
I'm gonna take you home with me.
I blame T-Pain for all the shitty music that comes out today.
Yeah,
why would you talk
best
shit
auto-tuner
about?
Ever.
What's that?
He's the best auto tuner ever. I paid $3 for his app.
did I
you?
Did too.
Yeah, back in 2009.
Way back in 2009.
No, I don't think that's the song.
Alex, what are you looking for?
No, nothing.
This podcast is derailed.
Is it?
I don't know.
Is it really? I don't know.
Are we still going answers?
No, we were talking about wine. I'm just trying. Like, I think wine openers are definitely fancy pocket knives.
Red wine.
No. I'm gonna say they are. So we're all discombobulated
sure.
on this
sure.
one.
Sure.
Chris, what is your final rule?
It's not a fancy pocket knife.
Nemesis says no.
Goddamn wide opener.
All right. Well, our final question of the week comes from Leandra Watson, who I believe is a newbie. Welcome.
Leandra.
Welcome. Leandra.
Watson.
Leandra, thanks for writing in. And she says, in a fight to the death, would you rather fight a horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Oh, man. My dyslexia got the best of me because I read horse-sized dick.
Yeah, you just used to riding on that, ain't you?
Yeah!
No.
Jesus Christ,
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not, actually.
It's huge.
Oh, my God. Can
thanks.
We just cut
thanks,
this
bae.
Whole fucking
thanks,
part
bae.
From the podcast? Horse-sized so, duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
There's some tiny horses.
I'll fucking kick field goals on those duck-sized horses.
Dude, what's a duck gonna do to me? I've never been terrified of a duck. And a horse
well, have you ever
is like
seen
big, but
Dude,
like.
Dude, Where's My Car? And do you remember them getting chased by the ostrich?
Yeah, you but the ostrich isn't a duck.
Well, yeah, but you wouldn't think to be afraid of an ostrich.
Right, but an ostrich has like feet, it can run. A
duck's
but
got
if those
a duck was huge.
It's got those webbed feet. He's not going to be able to take off after me, you know what I'm saying?
You're not going to be able to run into the
I'll
water.
I'll punch him right in the face. Punch him. I'll grab bread
no,
and I will.
How are you going to reach that face?
I'll throw the bread somewhere. He'll go over there and I'll just go back and fucking kick him.
I don't know.
I this could take is... out. I would take on a duck size or a horse sized duck.
But could you kill it?
I mean, 100 duck sized horses. Horses are strong. They have horsepower. I don't think it's one horsepower if you're a duck sized horse. But like 100 of them, that's some fucking power you got to deal. This is
they
a stampede factor
they
that comes into there.
You.
They could stack on top of each other and start to attack you. They could form a monster like on Power Rangers where they all stack up and they turn into a big cyber like super monster.
I don't
monster.
Think that just because they're duck sized horses. They're going to be as strong as an average horse.
Oh, well, they're not going to be, but they're still going to be horses, and horses can kick the fuck out of you.
You just got
well, the strength is going to be proportional to their size.
Yeah, you're
just taking
a bag to blow in the wind?
I don't know. This is a goofy question.
I think a horse-sized duck. I'll
I think
take.
I could kill 100 duck-sized horses.
That's what I'm saying.
I could kill a horse-sized duck.
I agree with you, Emma.
Because Because it's a fight. I disagree.
I think I would kick a horse-sized duck's ass. I would kick a horse-sized duck's ass. Because then, like, they got a number on you. It's 1 against 100. I don't like my odds.
It's not the size of the dog in the fight.
It's not the size of the duck-sized horse in the fight.
There you go.
It's the size of the fight in the duck-sized horse.
There you go.
All right, Leandra, thank you for your question. If you guys would like to send us some questions to Pass the Gravy, you can tweet them to us, Pass the Gravy Pod. Or our email is passthegravypod@gmail.com. Our Twitter is @passthegravypod. I am @AlexJMiddleton. Chris is @ChrisHogan82. Emma isn't on Twitter, so, you know, whatever. And anything you got to say? Anything you got to say?
No. Huh?
You want to make a Twitter?
No.
We'll plug you.
Why don't you have Twitter?
She doesn't like it.
I don't have anything important to say.
Okay.
She's got some things. She's got some things.
I feel like you'd be funny on Twitter.
I've got a Facebook for it, and I've got an Instagram for it, and I've got a Tumblr for it, and I've got a Pinterest for it. I don't need a Twitter.
Yeah, okay. Twitter? I don't need no stinking Twitter.
I don't need no stinking Twitter.
So, just passthegravypod@gmail.com, @passthegravypod, @ChrisHogan82, and @AlexJMiddleton. I guess that's it. Sorry it wasn't another 2-hour episode, guys. I know you guys loved that last one. But maybe next week.
Go and rate us on iTunes for the love of God, people.
Yes, please. That would be awesome if you could go on the iTunes and 5 stars. It helps us show up more. We can get possible advertisers, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You guys can be like, I was on them from the get-go. That's how everybody knew that they were so great. I told them. They got big because of me. And we'll be like, yeah, that was why. So go check us out, guys. Please share us with a friend. That's great. And I don't got anything else. You?
No, I think that's it.
All right, well, until next week, pass the gravy. Bitches!
Hey, she slapped her. Snap your fingers. You can do it all by yourself.
Well, baby girl, what's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a drink. I'm T-Pain. You know me. Convict music. Never boy. Ooh-wee. I know the club goes at 3. What's the chances of you rolling with me? Back to the grid. Show you how I live. Let's get drunk and forget what we did. I'ma buy you a drink. Ooh. I'ma take you home with me. I got money.
Fruit and sex all in the atmosphere. I'ma let T-Pain sing so he can make it clear.
light. Oh, oh, oh.